Usually during the traditional Harlem week, you can hear the sounds of live music and the smell of sweet barbecue wafting through the streets. But it's different this year. COVID-19 halted the celebration, but not completely. As WBGO's Esther Dillard reports, Harlem Week is happening. But instead of the world coming down to the streets of Harlem, organizers are taking the streets to the world virtually by going online.
During a typical summer, it sounds like this that you'd hear echoing through the streets of Harlem with hundreds of people dancing shoulder to shoulder.
Let's go!
But this year, when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, organizers thought that they'd have to cancel.
We determined that we were not going to do Harlem Week this year. And as that word spread, we started getting calls from Chicago and Detroit and New Orleans that you guys have to do Harlem Week, because Harlem Week is the message of our culture, the message of our spirit.
Lloyd Williams, president of the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce, says dozens of musicians, artists, business people, and community organizers from around the world are volunteering their talents to put on the first virtual Harlem Week, running this Sunday through the 23rd.
Melba Moore, Wynton Marsalis, Dionne Warwick, Hezekiah Walker, Dougie Fresh, Stevie Wonder. It's an incredible listing of artists who have come to the forefront, and from Broadway theater. Felicia Rashad is very much involved, and Danny Glover.
Even the annual race entitled the Harlem 5K Run, honoring Percy Sutton 100 and Charles Wrangell 90, wasn't canceled. It'll be virtual.
What you'll need is, I don't have my watch here, but a smartphone or a watch or something with a GPS connection to record your run.
Michael Rogers, who's with the New York Roadrunners organizing the 5K run, says signing up is free. And instead of a one-day event, the 5K run lasts all week long. So far, thousands have registered from 43 states and 76 countries.
One of the things that I like about the virtual events is you do it on the 16th and you don't like your time, you can do it again. It's not like a regular in-person race where you run once and you're done. With the virtual racing series, you have the ability to run multiple times throughout the week, and then your fastest time will be what you use to get placed in the rankings.
The hope is to encourage people to get out and move, which in some ways connects to the theme of this year's festival. The movement of the people, Chamber President Lloyd Williams.
Our theme for this year, which we created in January, not knowing what was going to happen with the pandemic, the theme was movement of the people. And ironically, of course, nothing could be more appropriate with the COVID and with the demonstrations and George Floyd and elections and everything.
He says this movement also has a more pressing message for viewers online during the virtual Harlem Week. There's a lot of people struggling to meet basic needs, and the entire community welcomes donations.
We started in April, 500 persons. Today we're now up to in excess of 1,400 per day.
Williams is talking about the long line of people waiting for food donations outside his Harlem offices.
And the 1,400 is basically senior citizens and homeless and needy families, and it's just growing.
So he's teamed up with four Harlem restaurants, one of them the world-famous soul food restaurant Sylvia's on Lenox Avenue. Trinesse Woods Black is the granddaughter of the famous restaurant's matriarch, Sylvia Woods. She says they've been serving lines of people free meals since mid-May.
I wish I could say that the line is getting shorter, but the line is getting longer. So it's a true sign of the times, and it literally wraps around the block. We've given out probably 8,000 meals.
During Harlem Week, viewers who visit GreaterHarlemChamber.com can make a donation of any amount to a GoFundMe campaign called Support Harlem Now. There, donations collected help get meals to hungry families.
It's very difficult for many of us who open up our refrigerator, and our only challenge is whether we're going to have this or that, to understand that their empty refrigerators.
And every donated dollar also helps to support local businesses who feed families and also offer services. Sylvia's restaurant spokesperson, Trinesse Woods Black, is thankful she did not have to miss a year of Harlem Week.
Everyone is excited because we need to see a light, even if it's not at the end of the tunnel.
For a list of events for Harlem Week, simply visit harlemweek.com. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Esther Dillard.